Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. It's a blessing we serve a loving God, and He speaks to us dearly in our heart. He has so many wonderful things to say to His people. He cares about us, and He knows every one of us personally. And the Lord, He looks out for us. He wants us to know Him. The more people know God and know of Him, know Him personally, the chances are higher that they will obey Him. And Daniel said, those that do know their God will be strong and do exploits. Job knew God by the hearing of the ear, and he stood. He didn't know why things went bad all around it. He didn't understand it. He didn't know why it happened. But he knew God. And he would not budge from his dedication and devotion towards the Lord. And when the Lord spoke to him out of the whirlwind, after the Lord made all of his conversations, he said, I knew you by the hearing of the ears, but now I see you with my eyes. In other words, his understanding was much more complete. And he had an experience that he was already dedicated. Now he's thoroughly dedicated to God. And Satan did his worst. And he still wouldn't curse God and die. Now, this little challenge that the Lord made with Satan exposed many things for us. We got a chance to receive the wisdom of Job and his friends in that dialogue. The things that they said, it was true, but it just didn't apply to Job. It is true wisdom that we learn from the book of Job. And then we see how we got a glimpse into how Satan's tactics work. See, the way people think in their heart, that's the way they judge everybody else, whether it's an angel or people or whoever. If you have a lot of love in your heart, it's easy to believe, you know, James put it this way, to the pure, everybody's pure. Now, Satan is a liar and a thief. He loves pride. That's why he's a liar. He loves pride. And he's doing things to get pride. And he wants to be known and he wants to be worshipped. And that's a loser's life. But that's what he wants. And he thinks everybody can be bought because he was bought. Now, Satan, he saw God face to face. He knew God and turned. Job never seen God before and never did turn. And he couldn't make him turn. All the trouble you go through, ultimately Satan is behind it. And he's trying to do you like he did Job. Now, he don't go around devastating people's lives. But as you go forward in life, he tries to, you know, he's got a network of demons and the world system under his influence. And the world, that's where you get the pushback. As wonderful as Jesus is and the things he did for us and the life he gave us, when it's time for you to tell people about Jesus, you feel that pushback. That's demonic. Take authority over it. Take authority over it. Take authority over it. Always take authority over. People have never seen and tasted the things of God sometimes. And they don't know what they're missing, so they can't value it. You know, I gave an analogy a few months ago about, you know, in Africa there are many volcanoes. Wherever there's volcanoes, that's where your diamonds come from the center of the earth. And eventually the volcanoes throw diamonds in the air and people find them. And when they find them, they don't know what they are. They might skip it across the lake. They might think it's just another rock because it's dirty. Only trained people know what a diamond looks like. Now, when people find them, that's usually what happens. Unless they know what they're doing. Because only people that's trained to deal with it, they know what a diamond is. Then there's gold. They have good gold and fool's gold. Now, I don't know the difference. I would think fool's gold is valuable because it's also dirty. But trained people know, and I watch cowboy movies, they bite it and they know how it tastes or whatever. I don't know. And they know what's gold and what's not. They know what's valuable and they know how to value it. Now, I wouldn't know how to value it because I've never been trained to do that. So it is with people who have never been saved. They don't feel what you feel on the inside. That clean love that you receive from the heart of God. You were bought by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is applied to your life. You get a brand new heart because you believed on Him. They don't have a clue what that's like. There's nothing in the world that can represent God like He can. Like faith will. Your faith in the Lord makes the difference. And God can't be known. God is, He's not just God, He's a person. He has thoughts. He can talk to you. He can guide you by the Holy Spirit. And He loves you. He cares about you in every way. He'll never, ever give you bad advice. He'll never guide you wrong. He will always, and I mean always, guide you in the way that's best for your life, for your future. But when people don't know Him and the devil lie on Him, people are deceived into believing that God is trying to take something from them. And God's not trying to take anything from anyone. He's trying to enhance their lives. But you got to do it according to life. We're made in His image. We're designed to operate like He does. Now, angels, they are different. They were given much more knowledge. They're stronger. They're taller. They're beautiful. They're made out of precious materials like gold and silver and brass. And, you know, every time people see the angels, they look like precious stones, gems. That's their skin. We're made out of the dust of the earth. But we're also fearfully and wonderfully made. And the Lord is not ashamed to be one of us. But we're made in His image. Now, this is the greatest difference that I understand. Others may know more, but when you look at Adam, you're looking at God. Miles Monroe said that. He was in a position that he had to grow and learn and choose his path. And we're all on the earth made in God's image. And we have to select the right things, such as wisdom and love and kindness, and the things of God. That's the only way we can build our lives. We're supposed to, go back to what God did in the first place. He saw that the light was good, and he divided the light from the darkness. Divided the light from the darkness. He divided the light from the darkness. He chose the good and rejected the evil. Exposed it for what it is and rejected it. Now, if we can do that, we can grow properly. And we have to choose it from our heart. God won't make that kind of choice for us. We have to choose it. And we have to believe Him for it. But when we do so, the Lord can help us. He can give us greater direction, much greater direction, as we choose His love, the way of love and wisdom and holiness, purity. And Satan can't make us choose anything either. He tries to hijack our lives. and get us to do things the wrong way and sell us short. And he uses illusions, lies, to bully people into the corner of the world. Look at what he does in Revelation. When the Christians are gone, and people won't, there'll be many people, the people that are left were people that were lukewarm. They knew of God, but they didn't do right. People that didn't get saved, people that started playing with the world, backsliders, and people that were just plain corrupt. And then there are also people that never heard and never knew, never made a choice. It's amazing to me, in all this information age we live in, there are many people that do not know, that have never heard properly the gospel. Even if they went to church, they don't understand what Jesus did for them. It was never spelled out plainly. Because when preachers compromise, they don't preach the same way and help people understand what they're rejecting by not getting saved. When a preacher do their job, people know that they know that they got a glimpse of the light. That's the best thing we can do for a person. Show them the truth. Tell them the truth. Give them the light. Live the life before them. And then, you know, pastors say, heal the sick. Knock on that door. Ask them, is there any sick? Anybody need prayer? And they'll believe it works. We have to work the gospel. We have to do the work of the ministry. We have to do the leg work. I do it out in life, wherever I go, as I meet people. I ask the Lord to help me to minister to people. I don't always know how to do it, the method of, you know, I don't always feel comfortable. But I have to overcome those things. I ask the Lord to help me do it anyway. And now, and if you pay attention to the Holy Spirit, He'll help you do exactly that. We're made in His image, and we operate like He does, if we choose His ways. But the illusions of life, they don't compare. Do the real thing. Do what's true and real and wise. Now, every person on the earth, it's a blessing that God existed in the first place. And I always wonder, how in the world did He come about? And He said, I was light, and I chose the way of wisdom and truth, love. Holders. He taught me this, that everything that He made comes from three things: love, holiness, and wisdom. Or love, wisdom, and holiness. And out of those three attributes, he did everything. He taught me that, see, love is liberal. It wants to be a blessing no matter what. But wisdom will keep love in balance. And then holiness, purity, will keep wisdom and love in balance. They all three work together. When you know, to do what's right. See, justice, there has to be justice inside love. Love without justice won't last. It won't continue the flow of life. And this is what he taught me. See, a man has love in his heart, but then in purity there's justice. And that the purity, the holiness of love is wisdom. Because that holiness puts a limit on love, and that's wisdom. And then wisdom is good. But with wisdom you have to have love. And when you have wisdom and love, you have holiness. And when you're holy, you know, you're only after what's right. And then with holiness, you have to have wisdom. And when wisdom balances holiness, that's love. Everything is made in threes in heaven. They balance each other. They keep each other in check. They keep each other in life. And that's all God asked us to do. We got to operate like him, not like Satan. And you can learn from that position. You can grow in every direction from that position. You can conquer your enemy from that position. And every person, every man, Adam's folks, everybody born from Adam is made in God's image. And that's a super privilege. People don't know it. Now, we're made in a little lower than the angels, and that's fine. Now, I heard preachers say that angels are made to serve us. That's not the way it is. The angels were first. If Lucifer had done his job, everything would have been better. But he didn't do it. He turned, caused problems. So God made man to fix it. Because we are going to judge him. We never seen God's face. And we're going to obey him. And that's how we judge the enemy. Because we obey him and never seen him. We come out of darkness to obey him and love him and learn. And he was in light and rejected God. And people can do the same thing if that's what they want to do. But see, it's our business to do it God's way. And God's going to help us do it. If we pay attention to him, we can do whatever he did. And we start on our level. The things that God do, we can do. He even designed us to make life, create life. Men and women have children. That's life. We're designed to breed life. We can make things come to life, a dead business. If the right Christian who loves God comes aboard a dead business, they can bring that business to life. A failing school can be brought back to life by people who love God and are wise and are holy. A dead country can be brought back to life by preachers who preach the gospel of truth and leaders who love God and love God's ways. Some Christians don't love God's ways. They got saved. They're in the kingdom, but they need to learn. We got to learn to love God's ways and hate the darkness. We got to choose the light and reject the darkness, just like God. We grow no different than he does. And when things are in place, it's in place and it works. Works good. Works like a well-oiled machine. We need to know the Lord and what he can do. People are estranged from what God can do because they receive limits. Whatever you fear, you just accepted a limitation with the fear. You can't be unlimited with fear in your life. You can't be unlimited with pride in your life. You can't be unlimited in your thoughts with hatred in your life. All the things of darkness, they are your limitations. Break them. And the Holy Spirit will show you how to do it. If people paid more attention to the Holy Spirit and talked with him, they would know God. They wouldn't be in the dark. And they'll be able to supersede the realm of the world system. And not just partially. God is unlimited. We can be unlimited. All limitations come from loving the world. Every one of them. So it's important to know the Lord and to take him at his word and seek him out. And it's also fun. It's a blessing, a privilege, a blessing. It's life. It is life. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord our God is not out of time. He will continue to mightily move in our lives, bless us, and take us forward in every way of life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus Christ is our Lord.